आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नायब सिंह टू बी स्वॉन इन एज चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ हरियाणा फॉर द सेकेंड कंसेक्यूटिव टर्म टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू चेयर अ कॉन्क्लेव ऑफ चीफ मिनिस्टर्स एंड डेप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर्स ऑफ एनडीए रूल स्टेट्स इन चंडीगढ़ टुडे। Prime Minister to also attend celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as classical language in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu holds talks with his Mauritanian counterpart Mohammed Ould Ghazouani. 4 MOUs signed between the two countries. New Delhi says Canada presented no evidence in support of allegations leveled against India and Indian diplomats. And in football, India to take on arch rivals Pakistan in the opening match of SAF Women's Championship in Kathmandu this evening. Senior BJP leader Nayib Singh will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya yesterday and staked the claim to form a new government in the state following his election as BJP Legislature Party leader. We have a report.
Nayib Singh will take oath as Chief Minister for the second time. Before the elections, he was made the Chief Minister of the state, and this assembly election was conducted by projecting him as the Chief Ministerial candidate in which the party got a landslide victory. He will take oath in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various senior leaders of NDA in a grand ceremony organized at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Security arrangements have been made for the swearing-in ceremony. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
Meanwhile, Chief Minister-designate Nayib Singh has said that the result of the recruitment examination for 24,000 government jobs in the state will be declared today.
हमने ये अनाउंसमेंट किया था कि हम सबसे पहले उन बच्चों को ज्वाइनिंग लेटर देंगे। हम अपनी बात के ऊपर पूरा कायम है। कमीशन का पूरा रिजल्ट तैयार है, वो उसको जारी कर देगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a half-day conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. According to a BJP statement, the proceedings will begin immediately after the swearing-in ceremony of Nayib Singh Saini as Chief Minister of Haryana. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national developmental issues. It will also include discussions on the observance of Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting was held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday evening. The meeting, attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah, was held to finalize the name of candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas in recognition of the Pali as the classical language in New Delhi today. The International Buddhist Confederation, in association with the Culture Ministry, is observing the International Abhidhamma Divas. The Prime Minister will share his insights on the significance of the Abhidhamma Divas, the importance of the Pali language, and the government's ongoing efforts to preserve and promote the rich heritage of Buddha Dham. The recent recognition of Pali as a classical language, along with 4 other languages, enhances the significance of this year's Abhidhamma Divas celebrations, as Buddha's teachings on Abhidhamma are originally available in Pali language. Abhidhamma Divas commemorates the descent of Lord Buddha from the celestial realm of the 33 divine beings to Sankasya, known today as Sankisa Basanpur, in Farukhabad district of Uttar Pradesh. Political activities have gained momentum in Maharashtra following the announcement of poll schedule for assembly elections in the state. We have more from a correspondent.
Yesterday, the ruling Mahayuti coalition, comprising the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, issued a report card on their government's performance. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Phadnavis and Ajit Pawar highlighted various infrastructure projects, including Coastal Road, Atal Setu, Vadhvan Port, etc., as the achievements of the government. They also termed schemes like Mukhyamantri Majhi Ladki Behen, Mukhyamantri Saura Krushi Pampa Yojana, Lake Ladki Yojana, Chief Minister Bari Kali Raja Free Electricity Scheme 2024 as game changers for the people in the state. On the other hand, the opposition has been criticizing the government over law and order situation, women's safety, corruption, drug menace, farmer suicides, paper leak, unemployment and shifting of industry from Maharashtra. Meanwhile, the Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi has released its third list of 30 candidates for the upcoming polls. Ankita Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, hoarding posters and banners of political parties have been removed across the state following the imposition of the Model Code of Conduct. Municipal authorities have been instructed to take strict action in accordance with the guidelines set by the Election Commission of India. Any violation will result in action under the Prevention of Defacement of Property Act 1987, which outlines penalties for unauthorized public display of political content. Meanwhile, the Election Commission is instructed not to release funds under MPs and MLAs Local Area Development Scheme. The assembly elections in Jharkhand will be held in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of next month. Counting will be taken up on the 23rd of November. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and news on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu held a bilateral meeting with her Mauritanian counterpart Mohamed Ould Ghazouani yesterday. President Murmu also participated in the delegation-level talks. Four MOUs were signed between the two countries to strengthen the bilateral ties. We have a report from a correspondent.
An agreement for consultation between the Ministry of External Affairs India and Ministry of Foreign Affairs Mauritania was signed for promoting bilateral relations in various fields of common interest for strengthening international peace and security. The second MOU was between the training institutes of foreign relations of both the countries for facilitating cooperation. And the third MOU signed was on the exception of visa requirements for diplomatic and official passport holders. The fourth MOU was on the cultural exchange programs between the two countries from 2024 to 2028. President Draupadi Murmu also attended a community event where she interacted with the Indian diaspora in Mauritania. Later in the evening, President departed for Malawi for the final leg of the three-nation visit. Mayusha for Akashvani News from Nouakchott, Mauritania.
President Murmu will be on a three-day visit to Malawi from today till the 19th of this month. She is scheduled to have bilateral meetings with the leadership of Malawi and also to meet the Indian diaspora. India has reiterated that Canada has not presented any evidence in support of the allegations levelled against India and Indian diplomats. In response to media queries regarding Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's deposition at the Commission of Inquiry, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the deposition confirms what India has been saying all along. He further said the responsibility for the damage that this cavalier behavior has caused to India-Canada relations lies with the Prime Minister Trudeau alone. India's response came after the Canadian Prime Minister admitted that his government lacked solid proof when it initially accused India of being involved in the killing of Khalistani terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. Speaking at the Foreign Interference Inquiry, Trudeau revealed that the accusation was based on weak intelligence, not concrete evidence. Valmiki Jayanti has been celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Maharishi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. Maharishi Valmiki is also revered as the Adi Kavi, or the first poet of Sanskrit language. The processions called Shobha Yatra is also taken out to mark the occasion. In Uttar Pradesh, several districts and blocks have organized cultural programs to revere Adi Kavi. We have a report.
Temples will host recitations of Sri Ramcharitmanas along with cultural programs, bhajans and kirtans today. These programs will be organized at the district, tehsil and development block levels. State government will also host a grand event at Lalapur Chitrakoot, the sacred site of Maharshi Valmiki's penance. The event will begin at 11 a.m. with a garlanding ceremony at the statue of Maharshi Valmiki in Lalapur Chitrakoot, which will feature puja, havan, bhajans, Valmiki Ramayana recitations and the play of love. Ankush episode. Programs will be organized in Sri Ram temples, Hanuman temples and temples associated with the Ramayana in various districts. Nodal officers have been appointed in every district to oversee the event. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed that proper arrangements should be made for cleanliness, drinking water, sound systems, lighting and security at every event venue. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
A record number of delegates attending the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, which is currently underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. We have a report.
The WTSA was inaugurated by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday. In his inaugural speech, Mr. Modi called for the ethical use of artificial intelligence, emphasizing that security, dignity and equity should be central to all discussions. He reiterated the importance of establishing a global framework for digital technology and urged global institutions to recognize its significance for global governance. The WTSA is the governing conference for the standardization work of the International Telecommunication Union and is being held in the Asia-Pacific region for the first time. This pivotal global event brings more than 300 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries representing the telecom, digital, and ICT sectors. With Adarsh and Anand Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News.
The 10-day ITU assembly is aimed at shaping the future of technology standards in areas like 6G, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, big data, cybersecurity, machine-to-machine communications, and quantum technologies. The ITU WTSA will be held till the 24th of this month. In a sports-packed day for India, athletes are set to compete across football, cricket, shooting, and badminton. We have a report.
In football, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the SAF Women's Championship 2024 in Kathmandu, Nepal today. The match kicks off at 5:15 p.m. IST. India and Pakistan are drawn in Group A alongside defending champions Bangladesh, with all matches to be held at the Dashrath Rangshala Stadium. The final is set for the 30th of this month. In cricket, day 2 of the first test between India and New Zealand is scheduled to begin at 9:15 a.m. today, following a washed-out day 1 at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India currently tops the World Test Championship standings, while New Zealand is in 6th place. In shooting, Indian athletes will compete in the finals of the shotgun events at the ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. Ganimat Sekhon will participate in the women's ski final after setting a national record by shooting 122 out of 125 in qualification. Ananjit Singh and Mehraz Khan will be in the men's ski final, while Vivan Kapoor competes in the men's trap final. And in badminton, Olympic medalist PV Sindhu faces China's Han Yu in the pre-quarterfinals of the Denmark Open today. Manik Sharma, Akashwani Sports Desk.
The cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal made landfall near Tada in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. It is likely to weaken into a well-marked low-pressure area over south coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining North Tamil Nadu by this afternoon. Meanwhile, IMD has issued yellow alert for today with a forecast of heavy rainfall over Nellore, Prakasam, YSR, Chittoor and Tirupati districts of Andhra Pradesh. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea along the Andhra Pradesh coast for the next 5 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, meet is prominently covered by most of the dailies. India flags terror threat at SCO meet on Pakistan soil, leads Hindustan Times. While the statesman quoting External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar says, cooperation SCO must be based on genuine partnerships, not unilateral agendas. Umar Abdullah takes oath as chief minister. Congress sits out of government, reports Hindustan Times. Noel Tata, said to be appointed to board of Tata Sons, states the Times of India. Centre hikes dearness allowance DA by 3%, reports the Pioneer. And finally, blindfold and sword gone, new lady justice statue unveiled in Supreme Court. Well, the Tribune writes, in an initiative shedding the colonial imprint and traditional attributes, the statue of Lady Justice in the judges' library of the Supreme Court now holds a copy of the Indian Constitution instead of a sword, and the blindfold has come off to leave her with open eyes. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to chair a conclave of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA-ruled states in Chandigarh today. Prime Minister to also attend celebrations of Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu holds talks with her Mauritanian counterpart, Mohammed Ould Ghazouani, for MOUs signed between the two countries. New Delhi says Canada presented no evidence in support of allegations levelled against India and Indian diplomats. And in football, India to take on arch rivals Pakistan in the opening match of the SAF Women's Championship in Kathmandu this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.